This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The big energy headline of the day comes not from Saudi Arabia or the New York Mercantile Exchange or the Bakken oil field up in North Dakota. It comes instead from Albany, New York, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said today he is going to ban fracking in that state after more than 6 years of political infighting and environmental wrangling. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been covering fracking for us all over the country. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
What do we know about how this happened? I'm sure the conversations in Albany were intense.
Well, as always, these political conversations are about costs and benefits. In this conversation in the country, we have one part of the country who are talking about the benefits and how great they are, and we have another separate side of the country that's worrying about the costs. And they don't tend to mix, as you know. They tend to be in red places and blue places. And that happened in New York, too. You had people in the countryside who were sitting on top shale who were looking at the benefits, and they were arguing that we should move this forward. And you have people in the city who are worrying about the costs and the risks, and they're downstream in the watershed. And so the governor here has to figure out how to split this baby. And in the end, he didn't. He decided that we're going to ban it statewide. And that came after 6 years of political wrangling and decision-making. Interestingly, his health commissioner came out and talked about risks and potential risks, but he also came out and said, you know, would I allow my children to live near a drilling site? No, I wouldn't.
Lots of towns and municipalities have spoken out against fracking. New York is the first state to do so. What's going to happen now, do you think?
The people I talked to quickly said it is very significant. As you mentioned, there are localized bans in parts of Texas and Pennsylvania and Colorado. States of Illinois and Maryland have said yes, but we're going to put certain rules and restrictions on it. So where does the New York ban fit into this? I put the question to Michael Levy. He's an environment and energy scholar at the Council on Foreign Relations. And he said, for future debates, this New York news now puts a new question out there.
It's very different to ask someone, how do you feel about the risks, than it is to ask them, the New York State Health Commissioner said that he wouldn't allow his children to live near these sites. Would you?
Now, Kai, I spoke to a couple other folks about this. This could provoke additional conversations about statewide bans, and the industry obviously fears that. And it could influence how other countries look at this. You know, other places have shale, Argentina, Poland, England, China, and they're all watching how it goes here in the States, Kai.
What have we learned? I mean, we've been fracking now for a long time. There's a lot of it. There's been a lot of research. What do we know?
We know a lot more about the benefits, and they're very clear. We have a lot of natural gas that we've been able to find in the States. We have a lot of it, and so we have the cheapest natural gas and electricity in the world. That's a great economic benefit compared to other countries. It gives our factories a big boost right now. It gives our petrochemical industry a big boost because they're making products that come from natural gas. And of course, fracking brings us a lot of oil now, and we're seeing the global hangover of so much oil produced in the United States. On the cost side, those questions take longer to answer. There are questions about, are the wells constructed the right way? And that takes time to find out. There could be chemicals or hydrocarbons that spill out, but that takes time to measure. There's a correlation in some places between medical symptoms and oil wells. There are small earthquakes. And so that comes a lot slower. And that's the challenge here. The benefits sometimes are much clearer to understand, and the costs take longer to understand. And that's where we are.
Marketplace's Scott Tong on the ban from New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo today on fracking. We are, I should say, doing a special program tomorrow on oil, how it's a part of all of our lives, whether we know it or not. And for that, actually, we need your help. Tell us, send us your stories. You can do that at marketplace.org. Scott, thanks a bunch.
Okay, you're welcome.